भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 45. Krishna rescues his teacher's son, text number 1. Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Shishu Guru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Vijitva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shuka Uvacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim. That should actually be a V at the end of Pitaravupalabdhato. Shishukuruvacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim. Ladies, Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shukuru Vacha Pitaravupalabdhato Viditva Purushottamaha Mabhuditti Nijamayam Tatana Janamohinim Sri Shukuru Vacha. Sukadeva Goswami said, Pitaro, his parents, Upalabdha, Having realized
Arato,
the idea
of his opulent position as God,
Biditva,
knowing
Purusha Uttama,
the Supreme Personality,
Ma Bhut
Iti,
this should not be
Nijam,
his personal
Mayam,
illusory potency.
Tatana,
he expanded.
Jana,
his devotees.
Mohinim,
which bewilders.
Sukadeva Goswami
said, understanding that his parents were becoming aware of his transcendental opulences, the Supreme Personality of Godhead thought that this should not be allowed to happen. Thus he expanded his yoga maya, which bewilders his devotees. Purport. If Vasudeva and Devaki would have seen Krishna as Almighty God, their intense love for him as their son would have been spoiled. Lord Krishna did not want this. Rather, the Lord wanted to enjoy with them the ecstatic love of Vatsalya Rasa, the relationship between parents and children. As Srila Prabhupada often pointed out, although we normally think of God as the Supreme Father, in Krishna consciousness we can enter into the Lord's pastimes and play the part of his parents, thus intensifying our love for him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that the word jana may be translated here as devotees, as in the verse Diyamanam Nagri Nanti Binamat Sevanam Janaha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 13. He further explains that jana may also be translated as parents, since jana is derived from the verb jan, which in the causative form, janayate, means to generate or to give birth to. In this sense of the word, as in janani or janako, the term janamohini indicates that the Lord was about to expand his internal illusory potency so that Vasudeva and Devaki would again love him as their dear child. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yad kripa tamaham bande shi gurum dinatarinam. The problem here is that Krishna and Balaram have bewildered Vasudeva and Devaki in that they have all along known that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as mentioned here. Viditva Purushottamaha. Viditva means to know, or knowing. Purusha Uttama means the Supreme Personality. When Krishna was born, then he revealed his four-arm Narayan form to Vasudeva and Devaki. And that remembrance of Krishna as the supreme Narayan, you know, the Vishnu form, the controller, the maintainer, the destroyer, the source of everything has been reawakened by Krishna and Balaram destroying Kamsa and his brothers so easily. As Ramaswamy was pointing out, Kamsa was a big, big demon who had, you know, seized control of the throne and had subjugated his father, subjugated the rest of the Bhoja, Andaka, Vishni, all of the different dynasties. He was terrorizing everybody. And yet, you know, within a matter of 30 seconds or a minute or so, Krishna easily disposed of Kamsa. Boom, just got rid of him. So, and not only that, you know, they've just seen Krishna and Balaram destroy Mustika and Chanura and another, you know, half a dozen of the greatest wrestlers in the universe, practically speaking. And before that, they annihilated Kuvalya Pida. You know, in the description of the fight with the elephant, it's described how Krishna dragged Kuvalya Pida about 75 feet backwards by his tail. So, you know, dragging an elephant by his tail 75 feet is no mean feat. So Krishna has revealed his supreme personality, if you like. He's revealed his, as mentioned here, understanding that his parents were becoming aware of his transcendental opulences. So Krishna could see that Vasudeva and Devaki had become aware of his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the problem is that they're now standing there almost petrified, you know, in supplication, in awe and reverence, and too afraid to do anything. So it's a little bit of an awkward moment. Because Krishna wants to reciprocate with them as his natural mother and father. It's interesting. One of the reasons why Krishna doesn't return to Vrindavan is because actually he's been returned to his real mum and dad after having been away for so long. You know, if you look at it from the, because, you know, as is mentioned here, ultimately we see Krishna as the real father of everybody, and so these relationships are somewhat illusory, if you like, illusory. But according to the Leela, and according to the pastimes, the desire of Krishna, Krishna is reciprocating with Vasudeva and Devaki's desire to have Krishna as their child. You know, that was their performance of austerities as Sutapa and Prishni, is it? Prishni. Yeah, they performed austerities so that they could have the Lord as their son. So Krishna wanted to fulfill that desire of theirs to reciprocate with them in that vatsalya, or that rasa of paternal affection. And but that mood or that sense of relationship between Krishna and his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, his real parents, it's almost strange to say real parents, because actually, when I think about it, if you look at it, Banaswami was explaining when he was here last that actually Vasudeva and Devaki are expansions of Nanda and Yashoda, right? Isn't it? It's very interesting when you think about it. It's one of the reasons why Krishna can't return or doesn't return to Vrindavan is because he feels such a debt to Vasudeva and Devaki. They're his real parents, and he was taken away from Mathura, which is his eternal abode, his Jamastan, the place of his birth, the place of his appearance, and was sent to Vrindavan, Gokul, for his protection from Kamsa. But now Kamsa's destroyed. So Krishna feels an obligation to stay with his family, so-called family, if you like. Although, interestingly enough, Krishna is actually feeling a great pain and pangs of separation from the residents of Vrindavan. But sometimes I wonder, well, why didn't Krishna return to Vrindavan? What was stopping him? And what was stopping him was his feeling of obligation and his connection to the devotees in Mathura, his actual parents, if you like, Devaki, Vasudeva and Devaki. So Krishna and Balaram now in a situation where they can exchange feelings of love and affection in that Vatsalya Ras with Vasudeva and Devaki. But what's the problem? The problem is Vasudeva and Devaki are seeing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that's blocking their ability to reciprocate with him in that loving parental exchange. It's a bit like, you know, if you happen to be the parent of the Prime Minister, for example, or the state premier, and you're in a public situation, you can't show deep loving exchanges in public. Right? It's not appropriate. Everybody respects, you know, the premier or the prime minister. So even if it's his parents, they have to be respectful to him in a public setting. Of course, at home, that's another thing. At home, the parents can exchange, or in a more intimate setting, those exchanges of love and affection are more natural. But in this particular setting, because Vasudeva and Devaki are aware of the opulence of Krishna, that opulence in terms of his majesty, then that's scared them almost. So Krishna thinks to himself, ma bud iti. Ma means not. Ma bud iti, not. Bud. This should not be, Krishna thinks to himself. You know, upalabdhato is an interesting word because it indicates the topmost achievement, if you like. The parents have realized Krishna is the Supreme Personality, which is a very elevated understanding. You know, to understand the personality of Godhead and his characteristics, his potencies, is rarely achieved by people. Huh? Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschidya tati siddhaya yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam viti tatvataha. Out of many thousands of people, hardly one endeavours to understand the truth. When you think about it. Everybody's running around looking for perfection, but in all sorts of odd things. As I mentioned the other day, perfection means, you know, getting your to-do list done. Or perfection means providing for your family members, giving them an education, providing a house. Because all of these things are somewhat ephemeral. Therefore, Krishna recommends that actually one who's intelligent doesn't strive for things, perfection in the material realm, because nothing in the material realm is perfect. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So perfection. But the thing is, in realization of the absolute truth, perfection has different levels. So here, Vasudeva and Devaki have realized the perfect nature of the Supreme Absolute in his supreme personality as the source of everything. The Narayan form is, and the Vishnu forms are the source of the whole creation. But Krishna is thinking, actually, there is a higher realization of myself. There's a higher realization of myself. And I want to share that with Vasudeva and Devaki. That higher realization is to exchange the different mellows of rasa or relationship in the mood of, in this case, Vatsalya rasa, in the mood of parent and child. Here it mentions in the purport. Vasudeva and Devaki, if Vasudeva and Devaki would have seen Krishna as Almighty God, their intense love for him as their son would have been spoiled. And that's what happened. Their love for Krishna as their son was spoiled by them seeing him destroy Kamsa and, you know, demonstrate his prowess as the supreme, all-powerful. This was something that Akrura saw. When Akrura was bringing Krishna to Mathura and he went to take his bath, then he saw Krishna and Balaram in the water. Then he got out of the water and thought, oh, I thought I left them in the chariot. So he got out of the water, went back to have a look at the chariot, and he said, I was still in the chariot. So I thought they were in the chariot. And he hopped back into the water, and then he saw the Vishnu form of the Lord. And all how the whole universe and everything was expanding from him. Everything was being maintained by him. Ultimately, then everything was being destroyed by him. So he got a vision of the universal form, where the power and the potency of the Almighty God. Awe-inspiring. You know, his hairs were standing on end. Tears were flying from his eyes. He was profoundly affected by the vision of the Lord as the Supreme Person. Well, then Krishna disappeared. So he came out after performing his rituals. He was saying his Gayatri mantra. This was his meditation while he was saying his Gayatri mantra. Now, actually, the Gayatri mantra has the potency to reveal the spiritual realm to the devotee. Or aspects of the spiritual realm. So he was amazed. And when he got back on the chariot, then Krishna said to him, have you seen something that's disturbed you? Did you see something while you were in the water? Akura made a comment. He said, there's nothing more amazing than to see your form as it is here now on this chariot. What more amazing is there than to see you? Because within you, everything resides. Because he just said, the whole creation within the form of the Lord manifest and expanded before him. So he said, how wonderful it is just to see you. Because in you, everything resides. And Prabhupada makes the comment that, you know, it is said that one knows everything when one knows Krishna. As a result of that, because Krishna is the source of everything. He's the maintainer of everyone. He's ultimately the destroyer of everything also. So, Vasudeva and Devaki's intimate feelings of love and affection for Krishna and Balaram were disturbed by this vision of the Supreme Person. And Krishna didn't want that. He wanted them, whilst that is a very elevated understanding, and it is perfection, it is still not considered, as I mentioned the other day, there is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. And Krishna wanted them to relish the more perfect, if you like, understanding of himself in that rasa or relationship. So it's mentioned here. The Lord wanted to enjoy with them the ecstatic love of Vatsalya rasa. So while they're standing there petrified, meditating on his supreme prowess and potency, they couldn't share that love and affection that's manifest later on when we see when Vasudeva and Devaki are again influenced by the Janamohinim. Jana means the devotees, it's translated as the devotees. Mohinim, that potency or that power, Tatana, Jana Mohinim. Krishna expanded his Yogamaya to influence Vasudeva and Devaki so they would forget the supreme position of the Lord and they would again see and feel and exchange affection and love in the mood of them being the parents and Krishna and Balaram being the children. And that's a mood that any devotee can enter into, actually. We can enter into that simply by hearing about these pastimes of Krishna and understanding that each one of us has already got a relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi. Every one of us has the eternal perfection of our relationship with Krishna already within the heart. It's already there. And Sravanadi Shuddha Chitte, Krishna mentions in the beginning of the 7th chapter, that touch Srinu, just hear from me, and everything will be revealed to you. He mentions, I will reveal everything, both numinous and phenomenal. In other words, both everything material and everything spiritual can be revealed to the devotee, and by a very, very simple process, touch Srinu, just hear. Hear from the right source, hear from the devotees. It's one of the reasons why we don't listen, we don't hear from other sources, especially the Mayavadis and materialistic persons, because they don't have an understanding of these different relationships that each one of us has with God or with Krishna. And hearing these pastimes, and it's interesting even actually for the sadhakas, it's described by the acharyas that even though we can have and do have an understanding of the supremacy of Godhead, that's not an obstacle for the sadhaka, actually, for the devotee who's cultivating these moods of or trying to understand these more intimate relationships. They somehow or other we're in a fortunate position where we can understand the supremacy of the Lord. And in fact, when we're worshiping a deity, for example, when we worship according to the Pancharatriki system, then we treat the deity in the mood of awe and reverence. But we do the worship in the mood of awe and reverence. In other words, you know, on time, according to the requirements, the scriptural recommendations, offer this so many times, offer that so many times, at this time. It's quite formal. The worship is quite formal. But even though the worship is externally formal, it enables the devotee to cultivate within the internal understanding of the more affectionate relationships that exist between Krishna and his devotees. So for the sadhakas who make advancement through the practice of sadhana bhakti, then come to the point of following the process of raganuga, or more enthusiastic, spontaneous devotional service, externally their service is manifest through the rules and regulations of devotional service, but internally they're cultivating an understanding of the intimate rasas or reciprocations between Krishna and his devotees at the highest levels. So an understanding of the awe of the awe and reverential position is not an obstacle. But in this case it is for Vasudeva and Devaki. And so therefore Krishna is now going to expand Tatana Janamohinim, his internal potency, so that instead of thinking as Krishna as the Supreme Person, our Father who art in heaven, they're going to think of Krishna just as their ordinary son, so that when Devaki sees Krishna and Balaram, interesting, later on I think it must be in these next couple of chapters, you know, then Devaki more or less wants to treat them just as Krishna and Balaram, as their babies, practically speaking, as their young children. They can't that natural affection of the parent to the child is so overwhelming. And you notice it, actually. You notice that affection even in my mum and dad. My mother especially, you know, when I go home, and mum wants to do my ironing, wants to do my washing, wants to cook, you know, wants to treat me. You know, she's over 80. I just turned 80 and I'm over 50. But yeah, she still wants to treat me as her little boy. Huh? And you know, the kind of things mum would always ask, are you warm at night? Have you got enough clothes to wear? Have you got your socks on? So, you know, there's that mood. And of course, you know, that exchange has a sweetness and a pleasure for the child, as it does for the parent. There can't be, you know, relish when Vasudeva and Devaki, for example, see Krishna as the Supreme Person. So, yeah. So that's it, fairly simply put, I think. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Yeah. Which devotee? Us? Or? Well, yes, Prabhupada says, Prabhupada is paraphrased or quoted as saying, although we normally think of God as the Supreme Father, in Krishna consciousness we can enter into the Lord's pastimes and play the part of his parents, thus intensifying our love for him. So, obviously we can't take the position of Vasudeva and Devaki and Nanda and Yashoda, because that's an eternal... spot reserved for them only. But the residents of Vrindavan in the form of the elderly gopas and gopis all had a paternal affectionate relationship between themselves and Krishna Balaram. I think even the cows is described as the cows. Yeah, also. Right, so it's, you know, the form of the relationship can manifest in interesting ways, in the form of the cows wanting to give milk to Krishna, for example, is a mood of that vatsalya, nourishing and protecting the young child, for example, right? So in that sense then, the residents of Vrindavan can share those relationships. You know, even, it's interesting, you know, we were discussing in Vrindavan, even the friends of Krishna, the cowherd boys, can appreciate the Madhurya Ras. When they see Krishna interacting between himself and the gopis, even though they're not in that relationship, still they can have an appreciation of it. Right? They can tease Krishna. Oh, you don't want to go and play with your girlfriends, do you? For example. Right? So they're not in that they're not in that relationship as such, but they can appreciate it. And even participate in it by helping to facilitate the pastimes. Right? Just as the cows can feel that vatsalya ras by wanting to give Krishna milk to nourish and nurture and protect him, which is the, you know, the real mood of the parent, always wanting to protect the child. The funny thing is though that, you know, ultimately Krishna is protecting everybody in Vrindavan. He's the real protector. And he's the protector of everybody. But because Krishna also wants to reciprocate, right? So then he creates the atmosphere, the environment, the scene, if you like. The whole of, it's described how the whole of Vrindavan is a stage upon which Krishna and Balaram and their associates can demonstrate and exchange these love and affectionate dealings. And of course, you know, the residents of Vrindavan demonstrate such love, deep love and affection for Krishna, in that everything that they do revolves around pleasing Krishna and is focused on serving Krishna. They're not actually concerned about anything for themselves other than to please Krishna. Of course, Krishna's thinking, okay, how can I serve them? So there's an interesting exchange going on. And according to the natural inclination of the devotee to serve, then Krishna facilitates that. And that's what he's doing now. Vasudeva and Devaki had that natural affinity and affection for Krishna as the parent. And so Krishna now is going to create the situation so that he can allow the devotees to manifest their desire in serving him in that particular way. So, you know, it's described in the Krishna book how when the devotee leaves this universe and has become sufficiently purified and Krishna conscious, then they're allowed to take birth in that universe where Krishna is performing his pastimes, and then get to take birth in the family of the residents of Vrindavan, and in that atmosphere they're trained up in their particular mood of service. So that's how we get that opportunity. Anything else?
Yes, Chandra.
The Mathura pastimes. No, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra is actually a Dwarka Leela. And the Rath Yatra represents the pastime of Krishna and Balaram and the residents of Dwarka visiting Kurukshetra at the time of a solar eclipse for the performance of religious ceremonies, purificatory rites, and the devotees of Vrindavan heard that Krishna and Balaram were coming to Kurukshetra, which is not far from Vrindavan. So they went to meet them. And Krishna and Balaram met with the gopis. And the Rath Yatra is symbolic of the residents of Vrindavan imploring Krishna, please come back to Vrindavan. Radharani makes the observation, it's the same, I'm the same Radharani and you're the same Krishna. And it's also the month of Chaitra, is it? Chaitra? It's the same season. It's the same time of the year when we enjoyed our rasa dance. But...
Autumn.
Huh? Autumn, yeah. But we're not in Vrindavan. So it's not the same. So please return to Vrindavan. You know, and see, the thing is, Krishna promised the devotees when he left Vrindavan, I'll come back tomorrow or the day after. Once I finish my business, I'll come back. But he didn't come back. So the devotees were besides themselves in feelings of separation from Krishna. So they got the opportunity. So Krishna leaving his big temple, if you like, the big temple, and being drawn to Gundicha temple is represents that mood of the residents of Vrindavan calling Krishna to come away from your palace, come away from your position as an emperor, and again come back to Vrindavan and reside with your devotees who are missing you so much, who are practically dead from separation. I mean, they wouldn't die because they knew that wouldn't please Krishna, so they couldn't die. And of course their remembrance of Krishna kept them alive. That was all that was keeping them alive. They were forgetting to eat most of the time. So, yeah, Dwarka Leela, I guess. Jagannath Balaram Subhadra represent the Dwarka Leela. Of course, the mood of Mathura has more of that awe and reverential atmosphere, close to Dwarka, but still more intimate than Dwarka, actually. And so, therefore, you know, as I was explaining the other day, the perfect setting is in Dwarka, more perfect is Mathura, and most perfect is Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, that mood of awe and reverence is completely absent in the devotees. It is more there in Mathura and much more in Dwarka, where Krishna is the king and 16,000 wives and chariots and kings and princes and all. The whole brouhaha of king emperor life, if you like. Whereas in Mathura, there's still that connection to Vrindavan, and the residents of Mathura have heard so much about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan. They're always meditating on the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, actually, as is mentioned here. More intimate. But because Krishna is now reunited with Vasudeva and Devaki, and they still have that. They still have that understanding, that occasional understanding. Yes, our son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which brings in that more of that awe and reverence, which, as we see here, blocks the intimate dealings. Anything else? Okay, going to our Srimad Bhagavatam. Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai.